Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Fatal Market Myths Kill Founders. Will your market position be defensible long-term? Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that keeps me up at night, and it should keep you up too. Most founders I meet obsess over product features while their competitors copy them overnight. They're asking the wrong question. It's not, will customers want this? The question that determines whether you'll be here in 3 years is, can you keep them? Today, I'm sharing the 3-minute test that reveals if your startup will actually survive. Let's start with a brutal truth. In 2024, competitors can replicate your MVP in weeks, not years. That beautiful app you spent months perfecting? Someone in their garage is reverse engineering it right now. Your only shields are network effects, switching costs, and data advantages. So founders, here's the moment of truth. Will your market position be defensible long-term? If you can't answer that in 10 seconds, you're building your castle on quicksand. But here's what defensibility actually looks like. There are fake moats and real moats, and most founders can't tell the difference. Fake moats include being first to market, having better user interface, or patent protection. Real moats are customer lock-in costs, exclusive data loops, and marketplace liquidity. Your defensibility window is shrinking from years to months. You need to build switching costs into your core product, not tack them on as an afterthought. Let me show you this in action. Think about Slack versus Microsoft Teams. Slack had better user experience and perfect market timing, but Teams bundled with Office and created massive switching costs. Teams went from 0 to 250 million users in 6 years while Slack plateaued. The lesson here cuts deep. Distribution moats beat product moats every single time. So here's what you do tomorrow. Run what I call the defensibility audit. List your top 3 competitors and their biggest advantages. Then calculate how long it would take them to replicate your core value proposition. If it's under 6 months, you're not competing on strategy, you're competing on execution alone. Here's your actionable takeaway. Run the 6-month test on your startup this week. Ask 5 current customers this exact question. What would it take for you to switch to a competitor? Their answers will reveal your real moat or the urgent need to build one. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.